Ride-hailing giant Uber did not get the Christmas present it was hoping for, and Victoria residents will not get the chance to use their Uber apps this holiday season, as the Passenger Transportation Board has yet to make a decision on Uber's application for a license transfer. While the board released a flurry of decisions Wednesday in its weekly bulletin, Uber's application was not among them. "We would have liked to have Uber available in Victoria and Kelowna in time for the busy holiday season in December, when there is a strong need for safe and reliable rides," said spokeswoman Kirthana Rang. "However, we first need a decision from the Passenger Transportation Board, which we hope will be positive." Uber had been hoping to be up and running by now, and even ran seminars in the fall to attract potential drivers. It has applied to the Passenger Transportation Board for a license transfer that would allow it to assume an existing operating license for Victoria and Kelowna. Richmond-based ReRide Technologies has offered to hand over its license to operate a ride-hailing service in Victoria, when the Passenger Transportation Board approves the move. ReRide, which was given its license to operate in the summer of 2020, never ran its service in Victoria. It was given approval to operate in every region of BC other than the Lower Mainland and Whistler. "There seems to be little that would stop the license transfer. According to the board, an independent tribunal that considers applications for taxi, bus, limousine and ride-hailing services, it only considers whether the license transfer applicant, Uber in this case, is fit and capable of providing the service. The board does not assess whether the application addresses public need or promotes sound economic conditions, since those criteria were considered when the license was first granted to ReRide. Uber, which has operated on the Lower Mainland and in Whistler since January 2020, applied for a license to operate in Victoria in the summer of 2021, but the application was turned down in December of that year. At the time, the board said there was a lack of public need, and Uber's presence in the market could harm smaller operators and taxis. Uber argues that conditions have since changed and demand for services has returned as pandemic restrictions have been relaxed. The Passenger Transportation Board has approved 6 ride-hailing licenses for Victoria. Only one has ever been in use, Lucky to Go, which continues to operate. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.